We do this every week, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this. I see some people already. And I do stand, I am standing, stood correct, corrected on this. As you just said, they didn't give Joe Mixon those yards, that 7-yard loss that was on that fumble where everybody in the stadium whose heart was in their ass by that point when that cat ran that thing all the way back and they finally said it was, he was down by contact. But on that, it was a 7-yard loss because he didn't have control of it. So that fumble does go to C.J. Stroud. So C.J. Stroud did have one turnover technically in this game on that pitch fumble. But what was the grade for Stroud? He was 25 of 37, 285 yards. He threw one touchdown at the end of the half to Tank Dell. No picks and that one fumble. What's your grade? I see somebody coming in, Clint, at B+ on the text line. What was your grade for C.J. Stroud?
I'm straight out with a B. And here's really? Yeah, here's why.
Let me hear this because I'd like to change my mind.
Well, look, I think there's his ability to do what he didn't do last game, which is stay composed, stay poised in the situation early in that ball game when he was getting the hell beat out of him. I don't know how many times they ended up hitting him, but it was ugly in the first half. And so holding, keeping your composure, keeping your poise there, I think was a big plus. He stood in there and made two or three big time throws in a game where they needed him most. So he did well there, but where my minuses are, the pressure starting to get to him. I can vividly remember two, if not three, big-time misses of throws that we've seen C.J. Stroud hit. And
I know the one on Dalton Schultz on a third down, he missed.
One over to his left that was a wide receiver. I can't remember who it was, who he overthrew. I think it was Xavier Hutchinson maybe. But I know there was two, maybe three, where it's clear the pressure's getting to him. Now, I don't blame him for it, but there's still minuses in the grade on the report card here. There's still a minus there. So when I look at those two things, they really equal each other out for me. They kind of cancel each other out. But then you go the errant pitch with the game in hand at that point.
You thought that pitch was his fault?
Yeah.
When you looked at it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, here's the deal. It was Bobby's fault. I'll be honest with you. Like, again, this is – and this may be a bit of a stretch, but – I'll go ahead and say it. Like, that's a situation where the game's at as a whole, where when that play comes in, at some point C.J. Stroud's going to go, no, we're not pitching the ball.
What's wrong with that play? Because that's how
pitching
they
it. There's
that,
no.
I mean, that's how they ended the game. They ended the game against the Colts the last time with.
Right. I'm not saying you're not going to fumble it every time you pitch it, but there's. You're pitching it into, and if I remember correctly, you're asking a wide receiver or a tight end to block an edge rusher who ends up, I think, making the play. And so the whole thing is just a CF. It's not, you're running the ball really effectively downhill, inside, hand the football off inside, don't pitch it, because what can happen, it's not what happens, it may happen 10 times and nine of the first nine times it works like a charm, it's a touchdown. You're still pitching the football in a situation in a football game where it makes no sense to take that risk. Whatever the reward is at the end of that play is not worth the risk of an errant toss or a running back not catching it or a defensive end getting in the mix if it's bobbled at all the way that we saw it. There's just the reward is not worth the risk whatsoever, especially when you've been chopping inside. Turn around and hand it off to him and let's keep this thing moving. I think at some point in time, to me, I'd like to see C.J. Stroud say, "No, we're going to run it. Even if you want to run outside zone, okay, run outside zone. Let's hand it to him. Let's not run toss zone when in that situation, late in the ball game, going in. Let's not. The only thing you could do there is turn the football over to not ultimately win the ball game, and you did it. You damn near gave
there over the execution.
Yeah, the whole thing. I just don't like it, and because that issue there, I'm going to give him a B.
So I have to look at the toss again. I guess maybe I didn't. I guess I maybe didn't really look and see, who that was on or where the toss was. Because for me, Tyler and Clint, I came in, I was hit sitting there at an A-.
Okay.
With him, with that, some of the throws, I think the Colts tricked him a bit when he got out of that 3rd-and-2 run and threw the screen. I think they tricked him at the line of scrimmage a little bit, which will happen. So maybe I moved down to B+, but I came in with an A-, but maybe B+, because to me, I thought it was night and day, kind of where you're saying how he handled the pressure. And I thought he was absolutely fantastic when it came to that, not really turning the ball over in terms of interceptions and maybe he put it in harm's way a couple of times, but not really.
Yeah.
And I was impressed that as you said, he didn't lose his cool. I heard you talking about that on the post game as well. And that he still made plays. Last week it was 86 yards passing off of the pressure. This week he was flirting with 300 yards. Like the throw to Mechie at the end when he
best
got out.
Best of the game, to my opinion.
Throw to Mechie, him finding digs down the sideline, not getting frazzled there at the end where they were going quick, and the Colts were more confused, came up with a big play there. I thought the touchdown throw was a great throw to Tank Dell. He was under pressure on that one. So I think, and this is what it's going to have to be. Let's just be honest. You know about this, Clint, but if we look around the league, like, this is Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow didn't have and hasn't had great offensive line play. He has had to figure out and deal with pressure, right? Josh Allen at times has not had great offensive line play. He's had to deal with it with, you know, pressure. Now, Josh and Lamar, they're a little different because their ability to scare you in the run changes how people kind of defend and rush you. But I like Mahomes hasn't had good tackles for years. And, you know, they're able to find ways to be consistent like CJ, like to play the way CJ did Sunday. Some of those guys have found ways to be consistent with that. Matt Stafford, I'd throw into that too. So that's going to be big to see if he can continue to do that. But I give him a lot of credit. I was really, really impressed how he handled the pressure and handled that coming in constantly and still made big-time plays in that game.
I think that's – I mean, I could be fair with that. The misses and then the toss, which, by the way, I'm watching it, is the toss is not ideal. But blocking,
I guess it was a little up on the shoulder.
Yeah, it was a little behind and on the shoulder. But really the problem is you're blocking Robert Woods is blocking that defensive end. And that defensive end shoots upfield and just gets in the way of the pitch. But, again, that's a play that I don't know what the hell Bobby's thinking calling this play. Even now looking at it, watching it again.